All right, welcome back to Baba Kama Daf Yomi. We're here in Gimel Amud Beis, learning the Daf together. Okay, Ella told of the Mave, right? So we said told of the Mave is Mave, right? The din is like Mave. So Vachika Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said that its toldos are not similar to them. He was talking about toldah the Eish, the derivatives of fire. Told the Eish, my Nihu, what are the derivatives of fire? Ilema avno sakino shenich brashuga. If it's a case of a stone or a knife or a weight that you leave on top of a roof and venaflu and they fall off it, beruach mitsuya in a normal wind, veziku, and they do damage, so hey chidami, what are we talking about? Id the bahadi the azli kamizake. If we're saying that, that they did damage while they were flying off the roof, right? Before they hit the ground, then hainu eish, that's the same thing as fire. Just like a fire leaves its original point of destination in a normal wind, and then it causes damage. So maishta eish, what's the difference between eish, where you're chayev, in a situation where you light from within yours and it passes to your friend's field, the koach acher me'urav bam. The unique nature of fire is that there's another koach, a force, at work with the fire that you set. One is that there's a wind blowing. And he should have had in mind that it's going to do it. Umamoncha, it's your mamon. Ushmira son alecha, and its guardianship is upon you. So, honey, these, the evan, the stone, the knife, and the weight, nami koach achemurim. There's also another force at work, which is the wind. And it's your money, and it's your chiyuv to guard it. So just, it's exactly like Eish. Rather, again, told us a Eish ke Eish. So we're still trying to figure out what Rav Papa meant when its derivatives are not like the primary category. V'chikam Rav Papa, where he said there's some that are like it and some that are not, I told it a regel. It's going on the told us a regel. Regel ha'ukim, that we already said that told it a regel is like regel. We already established that. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about chatzi nezek tzroros. There are certain situations where an animal will have to pay, you'll be responsible for an animal's damage of half the nezek. What is that case? It's called tsroros. What tsroros is where the animal is walking and pebbles shoot out from under its leg and do damage. So hilchasa gemirila, it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that on a nezek of tsroros, you're chayev only chatzi nezek. And since the nezek of tsroros are caused as a result of walking, therefore they're a derivative of regel. That's the one where he meant that they're not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same in the sense that you pay chatzi nezek. V'amai karele toldos de regel. Why do they call tsroros toldos de regel? Meaning if the payment is different. So the Gemara says, L'shalim min aliyah. The reason it's linked still to regel is to let you know that when you do pay that half a nezek, you pay from your best stuff. Bahami boy Rava. And Rava asked this question. The boy Rava chatzi nezek tsroros megufa mishalim. Does it pay from the body of the animal or mehaliyah? Or from the best? Meaning like from his house. So the Gemara says, "L'Rava mi boilei." It was a question for Rava, and Rav Papa pshitalei. Rav Papa answered it that tashlumim, the tzoros tashlumim pays in the aliyah. So l'Rava mi boilei, if tashlumim aliyah begufo, amai korelei tolod the regel. Why do they call tzoros the tolod the regel? The tashlum for the niske tzoros are different in payment than regular niske regels. The Gemara says, "No, another difference, another link between them." It's funny; it's like a fine line. You got to find how they are common and how they're not common. And the fine line between them is lapotro b'rishus harabim. To exempt them Rishus Arabim. Meaning the reason why Tsroros is a Tolda Regel is because it's similar to Regel in the sense that both of them are potter for damages that ensue in the Rishus Arabim, in the public thoroughfare. All right. The Mishnah said Hamava and Ahever. So let's figure out what Mav is. So the Gemara says Rabam or Mav is Uwadam. Shmuel says Mav is Ushain, right? Mav is teeth. It says the same thing. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Mavazu Adam, because it says, Amar Shomer Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Ata Boker, right? The Shomer, God says, Boker, morning is going to come, and the redemption of the Tzaddikim, Begam Laila, and bad for the wicked, Im Tibaon, if they will buy you, Im Tibaon buy you, right? If they do tshuva and mechila, they're going to have to ask, that's their only way out. Right, the whole pasuk is, Amar Shomer Ata Boker, Begam Laila, Im Tibayun, Bayu, Shuvu Atzu. That's Yishayahu. So Shmuel Mar Mavezu Ashen. So, by the way, from that pasuk, so the word Bayav is the same as human being. Ushmuel says Mavezu Ashen. It's Shane. It's teeth. It says Eich Nechpasu Esav Nivu Mitzpunav. So my masher from the pasuk nivu. Nivu is a nickname for teeth, right? They bite. So k'dematargim Rav Yosef, as you see the targum where Rav Yosef explained the pasuk, ichdein it balesh esav it galyan matmoruhi, that even the treasures that were hidden in his private places, navu is from a lashon of itgal, and they became revealed. So therefore, that's why the Tana called the word shein mave, because there are times it's revealed and times it's covered. Right? Your teeth is the object. The leg is always revealed, but the teeth is sometimes covered, sometimes exposed.
Yeah. Usually when you have a puzzle, you'll find a word in there like shein or mave in it, but none of these puzzles have that.
They just did.
So how did they work?
What do you mean? Ech nechpesu esav nivu. Beuv, beun. That's the same word. Nave, beun. It's there. Both psukim have the word. Rav, my time, aloha marka shmuel. Why didn't Rav, who said mavizu adam, agree with Shmuel, who said maviz shein? Amrlach, Rav will say to you, mi katani niva. Did the Mishnah say niva? And according to Shmuel, mavizu ashein, because sometimes it's revealed and sometimes it's hidden in the mouth. So niva would be that type of lashon. Velo mave, which means an action on others. So Shmuel, my time alo makarav, because I'm like Shmuel said to you, mi kitani, does it say in the Mishnah bo'eh? Right? It needs to say bo'eh, like ba'av. So michti, let's see. Cry lo kamar daike velo kamar daike. The psukim have a weakness, one like this, one like that. So Rav, my time alone, Marcus Shmuel. So the gosh, why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? So we say Tana Shor v'chol mila de Shor. When we're saying Shor, we're including the Avos Nezikim that all have to do with an ox. Why do you bring me in a human being here? This whole set is related to oxen. Shmuel says Nami ha Tana le Shor. Yeah, you're right. It is talking about Shor. But Amar Rav Yehuda Tana Shor le Karno. The relevance to Shor is only as far as its goring, its horn. And not all the other avos. Mave though lishenu. Mave is intent was for the teeth. So v'hachi kamar. This is how you explain it. Lo rei. The nature of shor, meaning which is karen, is unique to it. It has a horn. Is not like the nature and ein hanala ziko. When it does damage with its horn, it's not interested in getting pleasure. Right? Kerei hayishen. It's not like the nature of teeth sheyesh hanala ziko, where there is a benefit in its damage. Tapa dalam and aleph. The nature of Shane, which is Mave, is unique. That ain't kavanasa lahazik. It doesn't have intent to do damage. It's not like the nature of a shore, which is Karen, where kavanasa is to do damage. And therefore, if I just would have said Shane, I never would have learned it from Karen. They have differences. So we say lav kalva chomer hu. Why can't you learn Karen from Shane? Isn't it a kalva chomer? Meaning, ma shein she'ein kovanasal. If we made you chayev by shein where there was no intent to do damage, and you're chayev to pay tashlume nezek, Karen she'kovanasal lahazik. Karen whose kavana is to do damage, lo kol shekein should be chayev. So the Gemara says itzrech. No, you need to write in the Torah Karen, and you can't learn Karen from shein from a kavachomer. You know why? Because if it never would have said Karen, salkdan chamina, I would have thought that on the nezek that you do with your money on kavana, it's going to be potter. Mirei dahava a eved ve'ama, similar to like a the Eved, or the maidservant that does damage, where the Bailim are putter from their damage. The Eved v'ama lav afgal hazik, and even though their intent is to do damage, even still the Bailim are going to be putter. So here too, by Nezek Karen, Loshna, even though the Kavana should be to do it on purpose, you can't necessarily learn from a Kavachomer just because something without purpose is Chayev. Amar Avashi, Atu Eved v'ama lav time rabbi ismu. No, Eved and Ama have a unique reason to exempt the Bailim. The reason why the Adon is potter on the damage of his slave or his maidservant is Shema Yaknitena Rabo, Veyelech Viyadle Gedisha Chaver, because maybe the master will incite him, and the slave is going to burn the haystack of his friend. Venimtsa Zemechayev, not incite him, he'll anger, his master will anger him, and what he'll do is he'll say, you know what, I'm going to mess over my master. I'll go burn something else. And therefore, this guy's going to get his master chayev to pay money every day. Rather, you need to explain the Mishnah like this. Why you need it both? Lo re'i Karen. The nature of Karen chamor is different. But kavanasa lahazik, which is more chamor, that it's kavanasa to do damage. Kariya shein, where there's no kavanasa lahazik. Below Re'i Shane, and Shane, which is Chamor in the sense that it is Hana Lazeko, that's not like the nature of Karen, which is more lenient, Shane Hana Lazeko. Regel Mai. So Shayara, the Tana left it out, and didn't write it in the Mishnah. And it's one of the Avos Nezikin. So the Gemara says, no, Keshehizik Chav HaMazik. We say that line, when the damager does damage, he's chayav to pay, that line includes Rego. So Velisniu Behedje, why don't you state it explicitly? Why are you learning it from some general inference? So the Gemara says, Ella Amarava Tana Shor LaRaglo. When the Tana learned Shor, it meant LaRegel, Umavir LaShenu, and Mavis Shein, Bahaki Kamar, this is what I meant. Lo Re'i Regel, the nature of Shor, which is Regel, is not, and that's Behezeka Matzai, where its damage is common, it's not like the nature of Mave, which is Shein, which is more lenient, Shein Hezeka Matzai, where damage is not so common. But Lo Re'i Shein, and the nature of Shein is different in the sense that it has Hana through its damage. That's not like the nature of Regel, where it has no Hana and damage. And if you say only by Shein, I want to learn it Chayav Aniske Regel. So the Gemara says, Karen Mai. So what's the Karen? It's to say Shira. The Tana left it out, and it's included Ezekiel Chav Mazel to a Karen. So Velisnei Behedje, why don't you mention it explicitly? So B'muadim Etchila Kvar. The Mishnah was talking about only the Avos, that a person is Chayav Nezek Shalim already from its first time. But things that are Tam, and in the Sof it's going to become Moed, we weren't talking about. Ushmul, my time alomar karav, that maviz the adam amazik, so amalacha isal kadaka, that maviz the adam, ha katani seifa, shor hamoed, a shor that gores three times, and it's by the morning, and it gores on the fourth time, you're chayef to pay nezek shalom. Now, shor hamazik vereshus hanizak, and an adam amazik, yeah, if you have a shor that goes into a chatzar, and it does damage there, and it damages all the kalim and the bala chatzar, even though it did damage with the karen, it's chatzin nezek, and it would derech kal be chatzin nezek, still you would pay nezek shalom. And the adam, oh, let's read it again. Shor hamazik bereshus hanizek. An ox that goes into the chatzar of another person and damages his stuff over there. Even though damages for karen are in, you still would pay nezek shalom.
Is how much complete?
Complete payment. So that's Adam Amazik. Lisnei Bereisha, so when you mention in the Mishnah, right, Adam Amazik. No, because B'miske Momon Kamayr. We're talking about Niske Momon, monetary damages. We're not talking about Niske Gufo. We're not talking about Niske Gufo, bodily damages. Rav Nami, according to Shita, Haktani Adam Aseir, also is on the same. Am Lecha Rav Ahub, that which the Tana goes and mentions Adam Amazik, is L'machsheve Bahade Muadin Huda'ata. It's coming to include man, Adam, together with the rest of the Moedim, those that Muad, those that are already responsible from the first blow. Umay Lohare, then what's the line? Lohare HaShor Kare HaMave, Lohare HaMave Kare HaShor. So Hachi Kamar, Lohare Ishor, the nature of Shor, which kills a person, where and it pays the kofar. Kariya Adam. It's not similar to like the nature of man, that if a man kills a man, he doesn't pay kofar. There's no such kofar penalty. If a man kills another man on purpose, he's killed. And Shogeg, he goes to Gullet, to Ari Miklat. He doesn't pay kofar. It's interesting. The Gemara is making it as though it's a leniency that he doesn't pay kofar. Right? But it's not a leniency he doesn't pay kofar. The reason he doesn't pay it is because of Kamalei B'derab Minei. He's responsible for a worse punishment. He's responsible for capital punishment, not because it's more lenient. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lo, Tosus raises that issue. Lo Re Adam, and the nature of man, which is more Chamer in the sense it's Chayiv in four different things. Tsar, when a man does damage, he's Chayiv in paying the Tsar, the pain, Ripoy, the healing, Boshes, embarrassment, and Shevis, the fact that the person is now out of work. And it's not like the nature of Shor, where you only pay a Nezek Shalom. She'embo, there's no chiyuv to pay besides the nezek itself. You don't have the arba dvarim. So atzara shabashori lazan, then what's in common between all of them is that they all have a nature to do damage. So that's a kasha to Shitas Rav, who said shor includes all nizke shor. B'chi shor darkal azik, it's normal for an ox to just do damage. So the Gemara said b'moed, we're talking about a karen that's already a moed. Well, moed is darkul hazik. It's already normal that it's good to it. Moed is after three times. Kaven diayit orche. Since it's moed, it's already normal. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi, Maviz Adam. Adam darkul hazik. So is that normal for a human to just go do damage? Be yashen. It's talking about when a person is sleeping. What? It's normal for a person, yashen, darkul hazik, to damage while they're sleeping? Kavan de kayef upasha, since a person moves around in their sleep, or chayu, it's considered more normal because he can't attend to what's around him. Ushmirasan alecha, and your guardianship is upon you. So if Mavis Adam, the Lashon of Shmiras Gufa love, it needs to be taught in the Mishnah. Ulitameich, according to the Mavis in the Mishnah is Shein, still Hatani Karna, Arba Avas, that which it said Karen in the Bryce is Arba Sadikin, but Adam Echad Mehem. Adam Shmiras Gufa love who. Ela kid amrle of Rabbi Abo Latana. Today we learn Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. Right? A person, he has to watch his own body. Top of Dalar Mabez. So Hachanami, here too in the Mishnah. Tani, we learned by Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. You're responsible to guard his body. He has to be responsible for his whereabouts, what he does. Maski Flora of Mari, Mars question. V'ema Mave Zeomayim. Maybe Mave is water. Where does he get that from? Dechtiv. Kikodech Eish Hamasim, Mayim Tivo Eish. Just like fire burns and melts things down and causes obliteration. So Mave is a kinoi, then you see, to water, which comes afterwards with the fire, to put out the fire. So Miksiv Mayim Nibu Tiva Eish Ksiv. What do you mean? It says Tiva Eish in the pasuk. It doesn't say, it's not, you don't read it as Mayim Tiva. You read it as Eish Hamuzim Mayim, comma, Tiva Eish. It puts out the fire. Meaning the association of water here is in conjunction with fire. So Maskif Lor of Zvidim Mavizu Eish, maybe then Mav is fire, because it says Tiva Be'eshu Dechsiv. So Iachi, if that's the case, my Mava Vehever, then what's the separate category of Mava and Hever then, if Mava is now Eish? So V'chi Teima, if you want to say Hever is not Mazik, a new Mazik, rather it's an explanation. Perusha Kama Farish, meaning this is how you read the Mishnah. That Mava, what's Mava? Hever. Instead of two separate categories. Maybe the Mishnah is telling you, Mave, the definition of Mave is Hever. So Yahachi, if that's the case.
That's a pretty big thing. One person is saying it's the tea, and one is saying it's fire.
And one person is saying it's human.
Yep.
So we're always Machlokas that I understand the Mishnah. Yahachi, if that's the case, why did the Tana mention Arba Avos Nazikin? It's only three according to you. It's Shor, Bor, and Eish. V'chite Matana Shor de Isbe Tarti. You know, if you want to say that Shor includes two, Niske Shein and Niske Regel, and together with Bor and Eish, that's four. Still, Ihachi, if that's the case, Lo Zev Ezeh Shesh B'Ruachayim, they're not the same in the sense that Mava and Shor have life, and Eish my Ruachayim Ispe. Fire, what kind of life does it have? It's not alive. Vesu, and furthermore, my, what does it mean when you say the Mishnah? Lo Zev Ezeh, right? Hakare Eish. Mava and Shor, Mishor Mava, that have a life. Kare Eish, but it has no life. And therefore, that Mava is an Eish, how could you be Mechalik between Mava and Eish? So you have to say, Mava is not like Eish. Okay, let's continue. Tani Rabbi Oshia, Shlosha Eser, there are 13 Avos Nazikin. He has 13. We had four in our Mishnah. He has a tradition that there were 13. And there are four Shomrim, which we're going to get to later on. That's going to be a huge
Bob Metzia. There are four damages. They're saying there's four things that could cause damage.
Four primary categories of damage.
Not categories of damage.
Category.
In other words,
no.
Four
primary categories. Categories of damages.
Damages. It's calling it damagers. There are 13 primary damagers. It's not damages. You could have more than 13 primary damages. You could have a thousand.
No, those are all derivatives of these categories. I don't agree that it's damagers. Who are the damagers in our Mishnah?
That's a damager. A shore cause.
Yeah.
A damager.
What's the other two?
And the mave, whatever it is, the mave is a damager.
If you say the mave is teeth, it's the same thing as the.
I'm not saying, you understand it's teeth. I'm not sure. Right. It's a whole different category. The teeth itself could cause damages. It's not damage.
Shor, bor, mave, adam. If you say mave is a human being, then you have a point. It's four different damagers. If you say mave is teeth, it's not four different damagers. And if you say Mava is, well, one of the theories was Mava and them are fire together, but then it would make sense.
But still damages.
Yeah.
It's still a category of damagers.
All right, let's see his definition. Excellent. Let's see his definition of let's get this list. So also you have four types of Shomrim. Shomer Chinam, one who receives an object from his friends from Shmira without any benefit. So if he's negligent to the Shmira and because of it, it's stolen or it's lost or it gets damaged, he's chayef to pay. Hashoel, one who borrows something is from his friend without payment. If it gets damaged, it's chayef to pay. And if it gets lost, and even if it gets lost by accident. No says sachar, one who gets wages to watch something. He's chayav in gneva v'aveda, but he's potter from accident. And hasocher, one who rents something from his friend for payment to use it, he's chayav to pay if it gets stolen or it gets lost. And so too, one who hits his friend is chayav nezek, tsar, ripoy, and sheves, uboshes. He's chayav in the nezek for those four things. Arba, and we have to add arba de masnisa. Now the four categories of the masnisa, of the mishnah. So that's tleiser, that's 13 avos nezikin. So Tana Didan, the author of our Mishnah, my time alo Tani Hani. Why didn't he have these nine, these Tisha Avos additional that Rav Oshia had? So Bishlam alo Shmuel, and according to Shmuel says Maves Shein, it's not a kasha, because you could say our Mishnah was Niske Mamon Kamire, different types of damages that are done by his money, but Niske Gufo, but it wasn't talking about damage that are done by a person's body. And then if already didn't mention them. But according to Rav, who says Mavez Adam, it turns out the Tana is mentioning also Niske Gufo. So listen, Tana Adam, v'chol mili, I mention all mili of Adam, all things pertaining to Adam per se. All right, let's stop there for today.